Start your day at 2 a.m. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Posen.
Every year when we read these parshas, I have shver again. It sticks out. L'chayra, how can one understand the psukim at the end of the last week's sedra with the beginning of this week's sedra? We see that when the shliach of Yosef, Menashe, when he ran after the Shvatim and he came to them and explained why he's coming to them, they said, Cholilo la'avdcha ma'asayis kadova azeh. Why do you speak like that? Hein ha'kesev ha'shem motzonu, the money that was in our amtu chaseinu, we brought it back. Eich nigno mi beis adinecho kesev ha'izov. The one who you find the cost in his bag, he will die. And we'll all be avodim. His immediate reaction was that no, that won't be the case. The shliach Menashe said to them straight away that only the one who's taken the gevia, he'll be an eved, the others can go. And then, as we all know, carries on, they found the gevia in the bags of Binyamin. They're brought back to Mitzrayim, they're coming to Yosef. Yosef, how come you've done such a thing to me? Vayomer Yehuda, the whole parsha, ma neima ladoini, ma nedabe, ma nitzadok, halekim motzos avoin avodecho. It's terrible what we've done. We understand the terrible avlo we've done here. Hineni avodim ladoini, gam anachnu, gam hashenim tzor agvir biyodo. Suddenly now he's changed the nusach. Beforehand he had said that the one, the nimtzor agvir biyodo, is going to die, and all the others are going to be avodim. He's already knocked down, so we'll all be avodim. What's Yosef's reaction? Yosef is a very, very nice, a gentleman. Vayema, cholila li ma'asoy zoy, se'isha shenimtza agviyah biyodo hu yeh li evet, v'atem alu l'sholem la'avichem. And what's the reaction? Yosef being so good, telling them, it's okay, only the one ganav, he'll stay with me, and all the rest, go home. We'd expect to say thank you very much, it was very nice of you, very kind of you. No, but Yigash Elov Yehuda, Yehuda Nigash, Dibbe Elov Bekoshois, Derech Muhammad, Derech Pius, he's about to, the Midrashim is, if see the whole, how they were planning there to mamish uproot the whole of Mitzrayim. How does one understand what's going on here? And then Yehuda also carries on and he suggests that he's prepared to change over. He'll be the Eved instead of Yosef, instead of Binyamin. That also is a thing which doesn't really make sense. If somebody's stolen, he's going to get a prison sentence, and his friend comes along, or his brother comes along and says, I'm asking him to change up, we'll change with you, I'll sit instead of him and let him go home. Where's the sichel, where's the higoyin in this taina of Yehuda? Rebbeli Lapian and Levi Elio, he explains this parsha very nicely, that the Shvatim, the whole derech of their life was they lived to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything they understood was from the Yad Hashem, and when something happened to them, they stopped and they made a cheshbon nefesh to find out what's going on. When they arrived in Mitzrayim and they saw all the tzoros that Yosef is causing them, they didn't just ignore it. They stopped and they did the cheshbon nefesh. For 22 years, they had been living with the understanding that they had done the right thing with the selling Yosef. They come along and arrive Mitzrayim, and the Shavuotim, they knew how to do a cheshbon nefesh, and they start doing a cheshbon nefesh, and they realize something's going wrong here. It doesn't happen just like that. And the Shavuotim all got together, And they said, "Vayomru ish el ochiv." They all agreed together. Aval Hashemim anachnu alachinu asher inu tzoras nafshoy. We're to blame. We saw the tzoras nafshoy of Yosef. Bischanenoy eleinu v'lo shomanu al kein bo eleinu atzora azois. They understand they've obviously made a mistake. They're prepared to accept it, and now they're getting their punishment, and that's why they're having all this tzoras. Carried on, went back and forwards. The tzoras got worse. Now they're dealing with Yosef, and Yosef says to them, "No, all of you go home. Only Binyamin will stay here. Binyamin is the only one who wasn't b'mechiras Yosef. If that's the case, then like we see by the Asar Rugi Malchus, they said Bishmol should go up to Shemaim to find out if it's a gzerim in Hashemaim or not. Because if it's not a gzerim in Hashemaim, then the Tanoim didn't have any problem use the Shem Hashem or whatever other koiches they've got, and they could have just finished everything off. As soon as they heard there's a gzerim in Hashemaim, they were makabel the gzera. Goldsman, the Shvatim understood that here's a gzerim in Hashemaim. They prepared to accept it, and they even saw in it a midah keneged midah, because they sold Yosef to be an Eved, they're all going to be Avodim now. It was all acceptable. As soon as Jesus says to them, "No, Chalila li ma'aseis, I'm a gentleman, you all go home, only Binyamin will stay here," then they realize it's not a min Hashemaim de kazach. They realize it's Yosef who's doing an alila on them. If that's the case, then Vayigash elav Yehuda, and he was prepared to do a milchama. Now that's a feel, it doesn't stop, you just can't get into this parsha bichlal. The hemshich of the parsha, when Yosef sent his brothers back, so the pasuk says, "Lekulam nosan leish chalifois." So that's the reason that I forgot to miss that point. That's the reason why Yehuda could come up to Yosef and offer to change place with Binyamin. Because there's even more in it. By Yehuda telling Yosef that let me be the Eved instead of Binyamin, he's being meramas to Yosef in quite a blunt way that all what you're doing here is not because you're really trying to punish the Ganuf. What you're doing here is stamina lila. And we stam in Alila, and you want to take one of us as being an Eved, and you've got your koyach to do it. So okay, so it doesn't make a difference who you're taking. Take me, I'm even better than Binyamin, I'm stronger than him. So therefore it makes sense already. Yehuda's Taina, he comes along and says, "Take me instead of Binyamin." We can understand that we're not talking about a proper punishment as a punishment for the geneva that was done. In the Hemshech of the Parsha it says, "Lechulam Nosan leish chalifois smolois, ulo binyamin nosan shloish mois kesev v'chamesh chalifois smolois." When he sent his brothers back, he gave them all chalifois clothes, but to Binyamin he gave 300 mois kesev and 5 chalifos, 5 times the amount of what he gave to his other brothers. So the Gemara Yedua, the Gemara Megillah, Daftes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Ulukulam nosan leish chalifois smolis, Binyamin nosan chamesh chalifois." Says the Gemara, "Efshe dova shenetztaya bo oisei sadigi kosher boy." Chazal tell us, as the Gemara carries on, "Omar Rav, b'shul mishkal shnei sloim milas," because of the weight of 2 sloim of some of cloth, "shoisiv Yaakov le Yosef misha echov," because the little bit of extra cloth that Yaakov gave to Yosef, more than what he gave to the other sons, "Niskalgal adova v'yoda v'seinu l'mitzrayim," the whole Yeridas Mitzrayim, the whole parsha of Mitzrayim, all came about because Yaakov gave a preference to one child more than the others. And here, says Chazal, "Dova shenichshol bo yisrael tzadik." Yosef suffered from that, and then Yosef himself is nichshalit. He goes and does it to his brother again, and gives his brother more than his other than he gives his brother Binyamin more than what he gave the other brothers. So the Gemara answers, "Omer Binyamin, remez romaz loy." Yosef did it because he was giving him a remez. "Sheosid ben lotzis mimeno," that Binyamin is going to have in the days to come a son. "Sheyetzei milifnei hamelech b'chamisha levushei malchus." He's going to have a son. He's going to also come out in front of the melech. He's going to go have a mishnah le melech. And he's also going to have Chamisha Levushei Malchus Shenema or Mordechai Yotzo Belevush Malchus Tcheles Vagoma Vechulu. So it is a fact that was going to happen. Binyamin is going to have an eunuch who's going to have Chamisha Smolos. So therefore Yosef made him a remez here, and that's the reason why it was not supposed to cause jealousy between the brothers. It was a remez of the Asids. The Maharshal on the spot asks, "Ve'im toima, it's still shver, because the Gemara has only answered why he gave Binyamin chamisha smolis. What about the sholish meis kesef that he gave Binyamin that the Gemara doesn't speak about? Why doesn't that cause a jealousy between the brothers?" The Maharshal has got his mahalach there, but the Perush Rosh Alatira says an interesting thing. He doesn't ask the kasha, but he just explains what's the sholish meis kesef. So the Rosh explains that there's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Hamoicha avdoi loivet kichovim, koinsi moisei adasora bedomov." If somebody, you're not allowed to sell your eved to a goy. If somebody does, the Gemara says, we koinus him, we give him a knas until 10 times the worth of the eved, that he has to be paid to the eved. Chazal tell us that an eved, a koifer of an eved, if an eved has been killed or by erichin, the worth of an eved is 30 shkolim. So 10 times 30 shkolim is 300. Says the Rosh that Yosef had intended to give 300 kesef to all of his brothers, but since he wanted to give them a knas that they should pay this koifer, that this knas of selling Yosef to a goy, therefore he gave just to Binyamin the 300, and to all the other brothers he didn't give them, and like that they paid off the chov. The Svarim ask that lechira, if two shutvim, they sell their eved to a goy, and they got to have this knas of koinsi moisei ad, 10 times the amount, then you would divide up the knas between the two of them. Not each shutev would have to pay the complete amount. So if that's the case, then the shvatim should have only had to pay 30 kesef each one, and not each one 300. Now this, it comes out to much more. The fact that each of the shvatim was 300 kesef was taken away from them, it comes out that each one of the shvatim paid the complete amount. What's pshat here? So the achronim have got a lot of raid about the whole thing. They got a chakira. What is pshat in this knas? Is this knas a knas that it's a schus of the eved that you've sold me to a goy, and therefore I've got a schus now that you have to redeem me and take me out from the goy? Or is it a knas to the odoin as a punishment? The odoin did something he's not supposed to do, and therefore he gets a knas. They want to say like this: if the pshat in the money is the money is to take the eved out, it's to be used for the schus of the eved, it's his right that you've got to be redeemed, so then it has to be the one schum of 10 times the amount, which should be divided between all the shutvim. It was mishalshalim. It's a schus for the eved. You say mishalshalim, they all join up together. If it's a knas for the odin from what he's done, so that came in vashtein, that every odin gets his knas. And therefore, each one has to get the full knas, and each one has to have 300. Lemaisa, the Gemara there in Gittin, brings down a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basta, and Ikeda Omre. The first Loshen has actually says there, Hamoicha Avdei Lo'evdi Kechovim, Koinzi Noisei Admeo Bedomov. Admeo Bedomov is 100 times the amount. If the Eved is worth 30, 100 times the amount comes to 3,000. So maybe that comes to Cheshen. Why each one of the Shvatim had to have the complete 300. It says in the Pasha, the Hemshech of the Pasha, Ve'agidu loy leimoy, I oid Yosef chai v'chiyu moishu b'choleis b'tzayim v'yofag liboy ki loy hem in lahem. We all know of the difficulty that the Shvatim had when they came back and they wanted to tell Yaakov that Yosef is still alive. Chazal tell us, there's Midrashim, they tell us that Serach Bas Osher, she was asked, she was a little girl, and she was asked to sing and slowly break the news to Yaakov. I came across a very interesting thing that somebody sent me from Eretz Yisrael yesterday, and I assume that the Olim here haven't received it. It's these Alonim, these pages of Divrei Torah on the week's Sedra from Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, and brings down here a very interesting story. It's a story that happened in Poras, in Iraq. There was a king who was known as the first Shah Abbas. It seems to be a name that's known. He reigned between the years of, according to the Goyish Cheshbon, the 15,088, 16,029. Those were the years that he was king there in Iraq. It brings down exact details where, how many, 30 kilometers away from the main city there. Akol Bonim, he was a terrible Rasha, and he made Gefelche Gzeris Hashmad on the Eden. Besides for being mevazel them, mezalzel with them, and he made it very, very difficult with them. Shver Gzeris Hashmad. This king had a nice hobby, which he used to like, is going hunting. One day in that tkufa, he was out hunting, and suddenly he saw a beautiful, well, full, beautiful, beautifully built deer. And he had cheshet to catch it. He started running after it, and he shot his arrows at the deer. And every time he tried to shoot the deer, he missed. And he got carried away. He was running and running and running after this deer, until finally the deer went off the path and jumped into a cave that was on the side there and on the mountains, and ran into the cave. The melech, having this challenge and seeing they hadn't managed yet, his ego pushed him to run into the cave after the deer. He ran into the cave, and as he got into the cave suddenly closed. How, what, he had no idea. He found himself in a closed up cave. It was very dark, and he started feeling terrified, when suddenly the place started lighting up, and he noticed that this deer had changed into a shape of a woman. And standing in front of him was a woman. He could feel that we're talking about a very ruchnistic woman. It wasn't stam, a isho yifastoya, on a very high level. And this woman turns to the melech, and he says to her, she says to him, "I am Serach Bas Osher, an enikel of Yaakov Avinu. And I'm coming to you as a tzviya for what you're doing to my eniklech. And I'm giving you the option now. If you makabal yourself right here, that you're going to be mavatl all the gzeres, this cave will open up again, and you can carry on and go further. If not, then po tehe kvuraschem. You won't get out of the cave, and that's the end of your life." This king had such a shock, he could hardly get the words out of his mouth. He was makabal on himself to change everything. And kachava, the woman disappeared, the cave opened up. He got out of the cave, he got back into town, and he immediately summoned all the choshuva people of the Yiddish community, the Rabbonim and the Askonim, and he told them over the story and discussed them, and he told them that I'm taking away all the gzeres. And from then onwards he became an Oyev Yisrael. The place of this cave became one of the Mekomos HaKedoshim there in the area. They made the Beis HaMedrash there. The next year they made the Beis HaKvaros. It became a center for the Eden. During Elul, the Eden used to gather together there and used to spend their time there davening and davedis Hashem. So Yisrael Zilberstein brings down, why was this Serach zoicher to do such a geula? And he brings down a list of things that Serach was zoicher to do to help Klal Yisrael. The first thing he mentions is this Serach telling Yaakov Avinu the Oyjei Sibchai. He describes, brings down from Midrashim how it's done. She was told to take a violin and sit in front of her grandfather and sing a song. And at every stage of the song, where the poem finishes, she should push in the words of Oyjei Sibchai v'chi hu melech b'mitzrayim. And that's how she did it, until slowly Yaakov started hearing the words, and it went into him, and that it didn't hit him with a shock. The next stage they bring down is that when Moshe and Aaron came into Mitzrayim, and they wanted to be Goel Klal Yisrael, the Yidden there said, "Who are you? Where have you suddenly turned up from?" There was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael coming from Avraham Avinu that the Shpoch who said that when the Geula comes, the words of Pokoid Yivkoid Elikim Eschem are going to be the simon that the Shliach is going to use. This simon Avraham passed down to Yitzchok, Yitzchok passed down to Yaakov, Yaakov passed down to his children, and his children passed it down to Serach Bas Osher. Zitzchok says she was Marich Yomim from the Shvatim that were in Mitzrayim, and she was the only one left from those generations. When Moshe and Aaron arrived in Mitzrayim, they didn't know what to do. Can we trust him? Can we not? They went up to the altar Baba, the Serach Bas Osher, and they asked her. And she said, What's he said? What's going on here? They said he did moivsim. So that's garnished. He said pokoy jivkoy. He said, "Oh, this is the simon." So b'schus her, Klal Yisrael had the gula from Mitzrayim. Brings down another few cases here. He finishes off saying that Serach Bas. Serach Bas Osher, she was Zoicha that she never died. She went up to Shamayim like Eliyahu HaNavi. She went up to Shamayim alive. And that's why she was Zoicha in later years to save the Klal Yisrael in this Gzera in Iraq. The Pasuk carries on. Ve'yagidu loy le'moy oydias of chai v'chiyu moshel b'cholayas mitzayim v'yofeg liboy ki loy ha'min lahem. The Pasuk describes what they said to him. They came to break the news to Yaakov, and they told him that he's still alive, he's a Melech in Mitzrayim. Vayofeg liboy, ki lo yehamin lahem, he couldn't accept it. Vayedabra elov es kol divrei Yosef, it's mashma that even after they spoke kol divrei Yosef, he still didn't believe it. Kol divrei ashadibra alehem, then he says, Vayayas ha'agolois asher sholach Yosef, losis Yosef, vatechi ruach Yaakov aviyam. When he saw the agolois, then vatechi ruach Yaakov aviyam. From the Pasuk is mashma that they told Yaakov, they spelt out to him all the things that Yosef had said. Now if we try to imagine with our little heads, Yaakov was so desperate to see Yosef. All these years he was just waiting for some sort of simoni that Yosef is chai. L'chore, we have understood, all he just needed somebody to come along and say, you know that he's alive and he should jump. Ki lo yehamin. He's not only telling him that he's alive, they're telling him he's a Melech in Mitzrayim. He should be so excited. They're telling him all the other things that Yosef has said. They told him that he should know that Yosef the Tzaddik, Shem Shemaim Shogu Befiv, didn't speak to him. They told him about the Emunah and Bashkocha that Yosef spoke about. The Yosef says, Va'ato, Al Ta'atzvu, Va'alicha Be'enechem, Ki Mechaltem Moisi, Ki Lemichya Sholachani Elikim Lifleichem. To hear such things, it's Gevalt Gezachen, Kuli, Moli, Emunah, Bitochen. Yosef also told them there's another 5 years. Oid chomish shonim asher ein choresh v'kotze. All this is all divrei Yosef, and all this is told over to Yaakov, and all this Yaakov didn't accept it. And he carried on. Atem loy atem shalachtem moisi heino ki elikim beisimenu la'av lepare la'odin chol beisoy. Then he carries on. V'ne erechem royos. You can see shani mo. Rashi says ve'enei. Ochi Binyamin, Rashi says Shekashem, Shein Li, Ein Li Belibi Sina al Binyamin, Ochi Kach Ein Belibi Sina Aleichem. It's a gewaltige Sache when one thinks about it. That Yosef is telling his brothers, he's being mashachneh his brothers, he's trying to convince them, don't worry, you see how I love Binyamin, I've got the same feeling towards you. All these sorts of things they told them. This is called Divrei Yosef, that Lechoy, they told this all over to Yaakov, and nevertheless, Kiloy Hemin Lehem. Suddenly he sees the agolos. Oh, he sees the sugya they learned when he went away, and that satisfies him. What was not enough in all the things that Yaakov saw, and when Yaakov saw the agolos, then vaychi ruach Yaakov aviyam. Dosatam ifgilent. What's the geshen? There's an interesting medrash. This brought down in almost all the medrashim on the pasuk. That says Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefonov Lohiris. The Medrash brings down one of the Medrashim. The Medrash Rabbah brings down the Girsa Reb Chanina bereid Reb Acha, Reb Chanina, the two man de Omrim, they had a machlokes. Chad Oma, they were trying to work out what is pshat in the pasuk, Sholach es Yehuda lehoyreis. What was lehoyreis? Rashi brings down the pshatim as well. So the Medrash says, Chad Oma, lehaskin loy beis dira. That Yaakov sent Yehuda to go down to Mitzrayim to deal with the Gashmias Chelek, to be beside a house, to make sure that all arrangements have been done before we arrive there. The Medrash was saying because that he wanted to make sure that when Yaakov arrives in Mitzrayim, we won't have to be Isaac with the Mitzrayim, with Avodah Zarah, it'll all come all sorted out. But Lamaisa, this man Doma is saying, the Gashmis Chalokim are coming down to Mitzrayim. The other man Doma says, to go and make a base of Medrash, that's from there, you're going to arrive, there's going to be a kohel there already, they're going to start straight into the base of Medrash and start learning, and they're going to be Moira Hayrali Yisrael. Says the Medrash, take the Lachal Shu Kain, a proof that it's like that. What does that mean? It doesn't quite say it's Tegelecha. Who's saying this Tegelecha? Kiven shalach lo Yosef me'etzloi. As soon as Yosef left his father, ha'yadea be'ezer perish me'mena. He knew which sugya they had learnt. Shoya m'shana, so he was chazring it over the whole time. Kiven shaboach Yosef etzloi v'amru lo oy Yosef chai. As soon as the Shvatim came to Yaakov and said, oy Yosef chai, v'yofeg liboy, nizka be'ezer perik pirish ha'meno. Yaakov remembered what was the sugya they had learnt. V'amar b'liboy, yedea ni sheperik egla arufa pirish m'meni Yosef. Amar lehem, im atem yodim be'ezer perik pirish m'meni, ani mamin lechem. Af Yosef yedea be'ezer perik pirish m'meno, and he gave them the simon, he told the brothers, v'yitan lehem, this medrash is the medrash that says Dal Sheni. We're talking about that Lahoyres Yehuda was Shalach Lefalav Yehuda Lahoyres. They got the discussion, what does Lahoyres mean? Whether it means to prepare the house or to prepare a Mokem Limud. Suddenly he brings down this story about Yosef giving the simon and not giving the simon. What's one got to do with the other? If one looks in the Medrash, one can understand. There's a machlekes here between the two Tanoim. What was the matara of Yehuda to go down to Mitzrayim? One of them says that Yehuda went down to Mitzrayim for the Gashmias Chelek, and the other one says for the Ruchnias. Says the Mandoma, the Ruchnias, the second Mandoma, the Teide Lecha, that I'm right. Because you see that when they came to Yaakov Avinu and they told him all the gewaltige things that the Gashmias Chalokim that Yosef has and he's a Melech Mitzrayim, nothing helped, nothing had an effect on Yaakov. When Yaakov heard, saw the simonim that Yosef had sent him, I used to always say a mashal that in Eretz Yisrael it's very common. You've got shops, which are like hardware shops, they call it Chanut Tambor. They're shops that sell, here in England, now they've gone into the big B&Q. But they've got many small shops like that, that they sell all sorts of hardware things that one needs. Screws and hammers and nails and all everything you need. I once heard they say that in these shops, there's an average of about 30,000 items, different items. You come into a shop like that with a screw, if one of your machines, the screw's fallen out, you come in and you ask the shopkeeper, have you got this screw? He takes one glance at this and he says, yes, quickly goes to the thing, opens up, takes out the shelf and gives it to you. How does he remember that one screw of all the 30,000 items he's got in his shop? Is he a gone? Misad Sheni, if he goes away for a month's holiday and he goes and sits on the Miami beach and he comes back, you come into the shop the day after he arrived and you say, have you got this screw? He says, yeah, I recognize it, but come back tomorrow, I'll have to have a look for it. When a person is shukua in something and he's not masiach das, even if he's that sugya itself, he's not chazring, but there's no hesach das, he's the whole time shukua and learning, he'll remember the sugya as well that he learned 20 years ago. Yosef sent the simonim of the sugya that he'd learned before he had left his father, so his father realized that Yosef is shukua and learning. If Yosef is shukua and learning, Yosef is kule Torah, so all the wonderful things, the divrei Yosef that they said over, it all comes from Torah. If it comes from Torah, then by Chiva Tichiru Ach Yaakov Aviyam. You've got plenty of prime ministers in Eretz Yisrael who cover the head and say Baruch Hashem. All the Shem Shomayim Shogu Befiv didn't help Yaakov. But when he heard that it's coming from Torah, he remembers the sugya, he's leaking and learning, so then the Tchirach Yaakov Aviyam. Says this man Da'oma, that's the simon. It's not possible that Yaakov sends Yehuda to arrange the Gashmias. Yaakov must have sent Yehuda to arrange the Ruchnias, to arrange the Beis Hamedrash. So that's a Teidel Ha is like that, because you see how Yaakov reacted when he came to tell him the news about Yosef. After Yaakov had heard about Yosef, and he decided not to go down to Mitzrayim, so the apostle says, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ha'shaloi, v'yovei Be'er Sheva." He came to Be'er Sheva, v'yizbach zvochim lelikei Oviv Yitzchok. He used the opportunity to come back to Be'er Sheva, and he shechted korbanos for lekei Oviv. Rashi on the place says, on the spot says, why does it say lekei Oviv and not lekei Oviv Yitzchok and not lekei Oviv Yitzchok v'lekei Avram? Says Rashi, Chayev Adam b'chvoid Aviv Yosef mikvoid zakeinoi. Lefigach tolo beYitzchok v'loy beAvram. That's the reason why he mentioned Yitzchok. He didn't mention Avram because his mechuyev is kibud Av, is to his father more than to his grandfather. The Achronim shtel on this Rashi. We've got a klal yedua, Gemara and Kedushin. Abba oimer hashkeini mayim. If a father says to his son, "Bring me a cup of water." The ima oimeres ashkeni mayim, and the mother says, "Bring me a cup of water." Eizem mehem koidem, says the Gemara, "Amale hanach kvoid imcha, leave the one you're covered of your mother, v'ase kvoid ovicha, and do what your father has asked." Why? Sha'ato v'imcha chayovim b'chvoid imcha. You and your mother are both mechuyev in the covered of your father. Therefore, if you got instructions from both of them to do something, you listen to your father, because your mother is anyway mechuyev to mechabed your father. So the Chayim asked, if that's the case, my father is mechuyev to be mechabed my grandfather. So if that's the case, Yitzchak should have brought the korban lichvoid elikei Avram velikei Yitzchok. Why just elikei Yitzchok? And as Rashi chayev adam lichvoid of Yosef lichvoid zkeinai, Yitzchok is also mechuyev in the covered of his father. So who va'ato mechuyevim lichvoidai? So he should have mentioned as well elikei Avram. The Achronim are down on the Inyan. Rabbi Kivega says that Yitzchok wasn't alive anymore at that stage, and therefore Yitzchok's not mechuyev anymore to be mechabed his father Avram, so therefore it doesn't mention Avram, it just mentions Yitzchok. Lemaisa, the Achronim say another chiluk. The Achronim say that the reason why but when you talk about a father and a mother, so the chiyuv of the son to be mechabed the father is his own chiyuv to be mechabed his father. He's got to be mechabed his father and his mother as well. When we talk about a grandfather, the chiyuv of being mechabed the grandfather is al kibud av, that you be mechabed your father by being mechabed your grandfather. So it's not ato v'hu the chayiv in him. It's you've got a chiyuv for your father. Since Lemaisa Yitzchok wasn't alive anymore, so therefore the Yaakov did not have a chiyuv to be mechabed Yitzchok's father. So that's why he said elikei Yitzchok and not elikei Avram. There's another subject we still come out to all the achronim. It's very common subject that the Achronim speak about in this week's Sedra. That is that when Yaakov met up with Yosef, Vayesa Yosef Makaz, Vayalik as Shol Oviv, Goishno, Vayero Elov, Vayipol al Savorov, Vayevk al Savorov Oid. When they met together, the apostle describes how Yosef fell onto the Savorov of Yaakov and how he cried, and Vayevk Oid. The Medrashim say why, the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel explains why Vayivk Oid is because when Yosef arrived to meet up with his father, he didn't send a message to say he's on his way. He came there with a complete Levush HaMalchus, and Yaakov didn't know who this was who was coming. So Yaakov was Mishtachaveh Lemaisa, it was the Kiyum HaChalomos that Yaakov was supposed to bow down to Yosef, and but Yosef didn't want to do that to his father. It wasn't planned in his plan. But since we came to his father, and his father didn't see that, someone unfortunately said that Yaakov had difficulty in his eyesight because of his age, he saw this melech coming and didn't recognize it's Yosef. I don't know why you have to say he had a problem with his eyesight. The Shvatim stood in front of Yosef and had whole conversations with him, and they didn't recognize it was Yosef. So it's this kepela that Yaakov didn't recognize it was Yosef. I called Bonim, Yaakov was mishtachaveh, and because of that, Yosef got an oynish that he wasn't marich yomim as much as he should have. So Yosef was very mitzdaya, and that's why vayev Yosef al savorov oit. There was an extra crying than just the crying of the actual meeting. Akol bonim, Rashi tells us, as we all know, that when they met up with each other, Yaakov was saying Krishma. It's not mentioned in the pasuk that Yaakov kissed Yosef, that Yaakov Nofal al Savorov, because Yaakov was saying Krishma. And the Achronim are very much, what's going on here? What's this Krishma that Yaakov was saying? If it was Sofzman Krishma, and it was so urgent that he had to say Krishma right then, so why wasn't Yosef saying Krishma? And if you want to say that Yosef said Krishma beforehand, so why didn't Yaakov say Krishma beforehand? What's going on with this Krishma? So the Svarim, the Musadika Svarim, they want to say that Yaakov was working on his Midas, and since it was such an emotional moment of meeting up with Yosef, he wanted to put all his emotions into his Avas Hashem, and that's why he said Krishma, to put them completely in Bimakabalo Machal Shamayim. And they describe it like that. If Chaim Brisk, when he heard this, he got very annoyed. He said, the people are saying that's pshat is because we're imagining Yaakov as a human being like us, and we're putting him into our like, into our flesh, and we, if we would be in such a matzah, then the right thing would be to say Krishma. But how can we judge and say these sorts of things about Yaakov Avinu, Malach Elokim? So, the Maisa, it's a Shver of Chaim, because one of the Makuris who says this pshat is the Maharal, and the Maharal is given off and Daga that at Fashtalin and Dizachan, and he knew what Yaakov is and what we are not, and Afilahochi, the Maharal suggested it. But Kol Bonin, the pshat that they want to say is that Yaakov didn't say Krishma beforehand. The emphasis Zman Krishna was beforehand, and you're coming towards soft Zman Krishna. But Yaakov was Oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore he's potter min ha-mitzvah. So therefore he didn't say Krishma. Yaakov was Oisik b'mitzvah, going down to Mitzrayim. What's the mitzvah? So Yaakov was given a tzivui to go down to Mitzrayim. And if we look in the pasuk, there's no mefurish tzivui in the pasuk. But we say in Agodah Shal Pesach, he was onus ha-pi adibu. So we see that Yaakov was stuck on his al piyadibah, that he had to go down to Mitzrayim. So Yaakov had a mitzvah of going down to Mitzrayim to be Mekayim, and therefore he didn't have a chance to say Krishma. Now he's arrived in Mitzrayim, so now he can say Krishma. So as soon as he arrived in Mitzrayim, he started saying Krishma. The emphasis is, there's a machlekes rishonim. It's more than Mishmaru discusses as well in Chastfilin. The machlekes rishonim, when somebody's oisur b'mitzvah, how much has to be used to be mitzvah to be potter min ha-mitzvah? Tosfos holds that if you eshel lekayim et shneihem, then you're not potter. Tosfos asks that loshen. He says, "V'teima im yicholim lekayim shneihem, amai peturim da'ato adam sheyesh leisitzes b'bgodoy v'tzfilim b'roishay mi mifta bekach misham mitzvahs." Just because you're doing a mitzvah, you're not potter for other mitzvahs. Oh, but the run there in Sukkah on the same on the spot there, the run is chiluk on the Tosfos, and the run holds that somebody who is doing a mitzvah, he's potter min ha-mitzvahs, even if it's efshel lekayim shneihem. The run says lefikach nirali do oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah af al pi sheyochel lekayim shneihem. So mainly to feed the run, we can understand that even though Yaakov couldn't have perhaps said Krishma on the way, but afilach he's potter because he's doing a mitzvah, he's oisik b'mitzvah. Or to answer Tosfos, you must say that the traveling was a difficult traveling, like a chosn is potter for saying Krishma. So the tilde of the traveling, Yaakov was unrelaxed, and therefore that was another reason why Yaakov should be potter. Just finish off with a geshmak that I once heard, that why was Yehuda chosen to be the one lohiris? So I heard, I looked for Makoy, I didn't find it. I heard the reason is because he said, Sot Kami Bani. So because he had that koiches to be Moida al Emes, that Sot Kami Bani, therefore he was chosen to be the one to Gilahiris to open up the yeshiva and be the Rosh Yeshiva. So I heard the ask of that, what's the godless of his Sot Kami Bani? Had he not said Sot Kami Bani, he would have been killing three nefoshes. Wasn't the godless to get up and say Sot Kami Bani? It's Retzach, it's Manish, killing three people. So they say that Yehuda is going to say Tomit Chochem, a word he can make a ganze Stickel Chabura to explain why Thomas should be Potter, without having to say Sot Kami Bani. He can say a Krumish Stickel Torah. He didn't do that, and he said Sot Kami Bani. He said the Emes and didn't make a Stickel Torah. He's Taketzuka Pastor Virosh Shiva. I'm going to go